USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There are signs more legal action is coming against former President Trump, this latest, not from the DOJ, but from the state of Georgia, involving its 2020 election. Security measures are being taken outside the Fulton County Courthouse. District Attorney Fannie Willis is expected to reveal charges soon that are connected to a grand jury report, which details an investigation into the 2020 election in Georgia. The White House concerned, saying Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is hurting military readiness.
It's because Tuberville is holding up military promotions in protest of the Pentagon's policy to reimburse service members for travel expenses if they have to travel out of state for abortions. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre called on Senate Republicans to put country over party and speak out against the hold on behalf of military families. The senator has blocked more than 250 military promotions. I'm Lisa Taylor.
While U.S. health officials declared an end to the pandemic in May, COVID-19 is still impacting some people in different ways. Dr. Clinton Wright with the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke tells us what they discovered about long COVID.
Things like sleep disturbances, brain fog, fatigue, and exercise intolerance.
The Alabama woman who admitted to a kidnapping hoax is facing charges. Hoover Chief of Police Nicholas Durzin made the announcement Friday.
Earlier today, Hoover police detectives obtained warrants for the arrest of Carly Russell for her actions related to faking her kidnapping and subsequently making false statements to detectives as they investigated this case.
Carly Russell faces counts involving false reporting to police. She went missing for 2 days after she called 911 to report she saw a toddler on the side of the highway. Wall Street closing with stocks higher to end the week. This comes after new data showed more signs that inflation is cooling. This is USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner. Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is asking President Biden for a major disaster declaration following recent storms there.
Governor Murphy sent his request in a letter saying the declaration will allow the federal government to help New Jersey and Warren County. Inland areas of Warren saw severe damage to roads, stormwater management systems, and other critical infrastructure. The disaster declaration would help with debris removal, emergency protective measures, and permanent work that needs to be done. Parts of New York were ravaged by similar storms, with President Biden approving a disaster declaration last week. I'm Natalie Migliori.
Passengers are probably still talking about it. A mid-air collision narrowly avoided. Officials say an Allegiant flight Sunday from Fort Lauderdale to Lexington ended up in the path of another jet about a half hour into the trip. Passengers were reimbursed for the flight. New York City officials are investigating the cause of Wednesday's crane fire and partial collapse in Midtown Manhattan.
There's reports leaking hydraulic fluid contributed to the fire, but the head of the Department of Buildings, Jimmy Otto, is not commenting on that.
Our commitment is to look under every stone.
The crane tower, the building it was working on, and the building that the boom hit have all been deemed structurally sound. Scott Pringle, New York.
One of the biggest fights of the year in boxing takes place tomorrow night. Errol Spence Jr. and Terrence Crawford will put their respective welterweight titles and undefeated records on the line in Las Vegas. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.